Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. A hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh yeah.
Out the gate.
Out the fucking gate. That's the thing. You invite Kelly, you get fucking Kelly.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Once a year.
Fucking A. You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Dave Mons, to my right.
Chris Mons.
Lastly, there's Kelly.
Holly. Wait, what did I say? Do I say something? I'm here. I say I'm here.
I don't know if that was Holler or Ole
Heller.
Or...
I don't know. What
Heller.
That was Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heller.
Yeah.
Just before we get into the beer review, I have this headline saved that I've been looking forward to talking about all day. It's about Madonna. Thoughts on Madonna?
I don't mind her.
She looks like Skeletor now.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I actively dislike Madonna and her music.
Okay.
And her face.
So you are really into like disliking people and just unspun hate for no reason.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. I'm a very positive person anymore.
She speaks against Trump.
So?
Even
if I was, I'm not gonna be like, fuck you!
That's my person!
I don't like her because she affects a British accent, like, whenever she feels like it.
Mm-hmm.
She tries to tell people how to vote when. I think she's the last person to give anybody any advice
on anything. Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Kelly on this one.
Yeah.
Well, she stopped a concert in Los Angeles because somebody was sitting. And that offended her. You don't sit during a fucking Madonna concert, dude.
Oh, okay.
So she stopped the show and yelled at this man.
Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Like, you paid good money to be pretty up close to Madonna.
Well, you got the story of a lifetime.
Right, because this man was in a wheelchair.
Oh, man, she's getting sued.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, even put that aside, sit if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You paid for a seat, I'm sure. Who cares? Maybe his back was hurting him.
Or maybe he couldn't feel his legs.
Or maybe, yeah.
The only other quick thing I had saved was this at One Inch Weenie on Twitter, or X.
Oh, man.
Is anal squirting a thing, or did this bitch just shit on my bed? Those are the only two things I had saved. So just to get that out of the way, but I
feel like I could take more than 1 inch up my ass and not shit. Right?
Yeah, if he's 1 inch weenie.
Right?
I mean, you might not even notice.
That's what I'm saying.
Is he even getting past the butt?
No.
Well, no. I 1 inch in two. Okay. The hole.
Guys, girth.
Girth?
We don't know the width.
I gotta feel though, if it was very girthy where it couldn't fit in an asshole,
uh-huh.
Especially one that was traveled. We're assuming that she maybe done anal before.
Yeah, she's a pro, that's why she shit the bed.
You're gonna need a couple inches at least. You're gonna need to be able to maneuver it. A 1 inch by 1 inch stump. It's not going anywhere.
It is a stump.
Got a bobtail.
I don't know if I'd feel like 1 inch of a pencil, but like I think I'd feel 1 inch of a pop can. You know what I'm saying?
I get you there, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, see, there's more there.
Diameter.
You know? Right. And if he's... I don't know. If he's 1 inch long, it doesn't matter how much girth he got. It's not getting in the butt.
In fact, the fatter it is, the funnier it is.
Kinda,
you better hope it's a pencil dick. A 1 inch pencil dick. Yeah. I feel like it's more versatile.
What way?
I'd agree.
Oh, see? Okay. That makes sense, right?
Way. Yeah, I mean, like I'm saying, it'd be unwieldy if it was just, it's like, try to move, you know, like, say your thumb got cut off by half. You couldn't do anything with it.
No, it'd just be enough, useless, really.
Right. It doesn't matter if it was a thick-ass thumb or a little skinny thumb.
It's true. Yeah, your bowling career is done.
Right.
Yeah.
Most bowlers don't put their thumbs in the hole, Danny.
What? Then what's the hole for?
It's kind of obsolete anymore. Yeah. A lot of people just drill two holes now.
You, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I believe you. I think you're fucking with me.
I watch a lot. You would be shocked at how much bowling I watch on TV.
If it's any, I would be shocked, yeah.
It's definitely more than any.
The people that
no, it's good
to holeless and just like...
Yeah.
I've witnessed that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's the same thing.
Well, no, it's not the same thing because you're using two fingers.
No, I mean, you're no thumb.
Right. Okay, cool.
I use two fingers and no thumb all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope. On the bitches.
I don't know about that.
You're not cool enough to finger somebody.
Why would you limit yourself?
Well, I don't. I'll just, you know.
That's true. You can use the two and then the thumb to manipulate.
I mean, I can see using fingers on different hands because sometimes that's just easier.
Wait, what?
What are we talking about?
I don't know anymore. I'm just picturing you taking two hands and just boop, 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 boop.
Like a DJ.
Alternating, yeah. Wiki, wiki.
Have these guys like never some weird
no. porn thing where there's.
Yeah.
Have you never fingered an asshole?
Nah, I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't do butt stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't.
I'm saving all that from a prison experience.
That's true. I don't do all the butt stuff, but I do most of the butt stuff.
I give zero fucks about buttholes. If I'm watching porn, I don't want to see it.
Really?
Yeah, it's because when they pull out, it's usually... It's
I'm talking about I don't want to see just the butthole.
Just the butthole.
Like, yeah. God forbid something actually goes in or comes out. I don't want to see... I don't want to see the starfish at all. Oh. Now, especially in porn, because they're kind of fucking wonky looking.
Yeah, and now I don't do the gaping. I think that's disgusting.
That's just fucking gross. I don't want to talk about
that. That's gross. But... Really?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I like the butthole. I like looking at buttholes.
I'm not, like, scared of them. Yeah. But I mean, maybe a little bit that one time, because we saw a video of a lady, they made an entire bowl of cereal in her asshole.
Oh, God. I've seen that too, unfortunately. I think you showed it to me.
I didn't show it. I'm not. I don't do that. I don't show those kind of videos. I get shown those videos. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Thankfully, Tim's kind of moved past that. Not to challenge him or anything. And hopefully, he won't listen. I don't think he does. Yeah, but he would show us so many fucked up videos, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just woke up one day to take my son to school, and I checked my phone, and there's, like, a 90-year-old woman taking a blast to the face.
Ugh.
She's probably, like, 120. It looked like Skeletor getting jizzed on. She didn't even know where she was.
I don't want to visualize.
Yeah, I probably have it saved somewhere.
Thank you.
So let's get to the beer review. Pretty big toast, Kelly. Did you hear the news this week?
No.
Akira Toriyama died.
No, the Dragon Ball Z guy.
The guy that created Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
Hakuna Matata to him.
Hakuna Matata?
Wait, is that not what they say? Is that Hadouken? What do they say when they do shit?
Kamehameha.
Oh, I wasn't even close.
Hakuna Matata is actually...
Hakuna Matata. Yeah, what does that mean?
It means no worries.
For the rest of your days, dude.
Oh, but he ain't got none. That's sad.
It's Lion King. You went Lion King.
I mean, he doesn't have no more worries for the rest of his days. He has no more days.
My favorite anime of all time. You're like, well, yeah. The Puma was cool. I liked him. Timon, he was nice too.
So this is a Kamehameha thing, right?
Kamehameha.
Or when they do the things.
Yeah, Kamehameha.
That's pretty close.
Hadouken's Street Fighter, bud.
Yeah.
You mixed Lion King and Street Fighter, and somehow just fucking Evel Knievel jumped over Dragon Ball. But yeah, my son was super bummed.
Really?
Yeah.
He knew who he was?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. He's a huge Dragon Ball fan.
Yeah, but like if I walked up to him and asked him who created Dragon Ball before he died, he could have told me?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Apparently there's
way.
My son told me it was like a brain aneurysm. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's scary.
Yeah.
Happened any time.
Is it my time? Oh no, Hakuna Matata. Which would be pretty sweet last words.
No worries. And no more days.
Yeah. just now I'm just picturing Goku. Hakuna Matata. No worries. There's just a mouth blowing out the chip.
It's pretty great.
Yeah,
it's that could be your next gift. You're welcome.
Who?
You.
A GIF?
Yeah.
No. I'm not a Dragon Ball Z guy, and there have been.
But you know,
I kind of detest. That would be funny.
Whoa, detest? Why?
That's rough. Even
not that specifically, just battle anime. And it's no reason other than anytime I talk to anyone about anime, Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon sometimes.
Get out of the fucking deep end.
One Piece.
In One Piece. That's... Well, see, this was before One Piece, too.
Oh.
But, yeah, just that. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Get out of the deep end. Join the rest. Get out of the deep end.
I'm in the kiddie section. You're in the deep end. Chris is on the other side of the fence with binoculars.
At a NASCAR race, we're like, gay.
Yeah. No, I mean... Like, the stuff I watch, it's not so popular over here, but it's popular stuff. It's not like I'm, like, a connoisseur. I just watch more comedy and, like, school life stuff than anything. I don't watch anything now. I barely watch anything but Twitch. But it's just, like, that's why I have a hate for it, but I can appreciate that the dude built himself a...
Empire?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to
say a whole game, but, you know.
I feel like Dragon Ball Z, I mean, I'm just...
Mafia.
What?
It's like a mafia.
What is?
The fandom?
Yeah.
They're scary. I didn't get like jumped in or anything.
No, you run across them on Twitch, man. See, I've said this on Twitch before.
Out of the deep end. You're in dark, dark waters, my man.
You didn't even take his fucking puppy. Like, he's just out there loving it. Backstroking.
But yeah, no, it's all right.
People are drowning, and he's just like, I'm better than you!
But I feel like that's something that definitely people from... It bridged a lot of gaps. Like, people from all walks of life and different cultures and shit fucking like that. Yeah. Like, super anime nerds, and then, like, all the kids in the ghetto fucking love it, too.
Apparently not. I mean, the kids in the ghetto, sure, but, like, the snobs?
And you know what? Yeah, probably so, because you look at my descent into anime...
That's a good word for it, Kelly.
Yeah, they ruined the college career. You know, probably made me less cooler than maybe I was. And it's like, it started with Inuyasha. That was the first... All of us used to watch that.
Yeah, it was a good
show. In fact, we still have to get together and watch the final season somehow.
I got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah. And then we got to... No, we watched like every one before we got... Before we would play Halo or get drunk and or...
Yeah, we
watched a lot. It was like
2008.
Yeah, they it was already ended by the time we started watching it.
Yeah, I'm saying
they came back and did a final chapter.
I could probably use a refresher course.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you one other character outside of Inuyasha.
So there's the schoolgirl. There's the bad guy.
I don't acknowledge anime schoolgirls. Huh? I don't acknowledge anime like schoolgirls. Yeah. Either way,
well,
I don't.
I mean, she was like 15, and they definitely went for. But that's anime. That's anime.
They're prudish. They didn't even show her bush. You know,
that's anime. You know,
and check out this breaststroke.
That's why they had Kagome.
She was. I've heard that name before.
That's the priestess. The one she was.
That was what Cartoon Network used to air it all on, right?
Yeah.
Kagome.
No, what? That was Toonami.
Wait, Toonami.
Toonami. No, Kagome Nami, is the priestess that they. Oh my gosh, I just forgot her name.
Her name means no worry. Well, not that you have any.
Kagome is a girl. Oh my god, Kagome is a girl. Kikyo was the priestess. Sorry, I was being dumb. Anyway, Kikyo was like 22 when she died. Which is weird because Inuyasha's 15.
Yeah, see, guys, it came up for air once. He's made for the deep end.
Oh, yeah. No, he thrives. Yeah.
Yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho. I used to watch it. That's a battle anime. Never mind.
Exactly.
Hey, it's spirit. Yeah.
Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh! I watch Yu-Gi-Oh! I like Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's... Yeah. That's
a card battle game?
Yeah, it's a battle anime then, right?
Anime, I mean. Yeah.
Dark Wizard? Did I get one?
Wizard, yeah.
Dark Magician.
Fuck! I got confused with the KKK again, didn't I?
Every time.
Every time.
Right back,
like, well, yeah, I'll go grab my deck.
Yeah. Oh, the Black Eyes Red Dragon is fucking weaker.
All right, so anyway, back to my descent into anime-ness. So after that, I when I got laid off from work, I got Netflix, and like I found Witchblade, which I used to watch the live-action show, and then I found out they turned into anime, which is nothing like it. Bunch of boobs. She's a, you know, very...
Adult!
She's a very overage... Oh, not overage. She's an adult. Overage for anime standards. Anyway. So that was all good. And then I got into, like, Girls Bravo. Again, more boobs. So, you know, boobs. And then...
I just said anime.
And I wouldn't
boobs,
say I was
boobs,
a fan
boobs.
Of anime then. I wouldn't say I was a fan of anime then.
I just really enjoyed jerking off.
Well, yeah. But then I found...
There's a lot of that in the deep end.
I found Working. And this is an anime about a guy who works at a family restaurant, which is what they call... What we would call...
That sounds so innocent, right?
Yeah.
But, like, it's not, right?
He's
a rapist.
No, he's
you
not.
Get
he's
it
a,
out of
he's
me.
He's an upstanding, perfect kind of young man. The only thing is he hates older women.
Oh, okay.
And he only likes small things. Not sexually... I mean, he's like something small. I don't know.
Like a 1-inch
right
penis.
There.
Yeah.
He thinks it's the most cutest thing in the world.
Okay.
Because his older sisters would just wail on him and make him do all the work, and so he's scared of older women, and whatnot. Like his only ally, he says, is his little sister, but she's getting to 13 or 14, and I guess women in his family grow big, so he's like every day she's getting an inch taller.
It's a kind of a thing. So anyway, and then he gets involved with a waitress there who has androphobia because her dad...
Back up.
Fear of men.
Okay. How was I supposed to know that, Kelly?
Because her dad never wanted her to get married and never wanted to lose her, so he told her that all
See,
men...
See, it's all so fucked up. Exactly. There's so much trauma.
Yeah, it is.
In the LBC.
In the LBC.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Oh, anyway. Oh. So, like, yeah. But that's when I became an anime fan. When I could look past all that weird shit and actually enjoy it for the comedy, that's when I became an anime.
When you found out there's more than just tits, there's also guys that love small things. In a non-sexual way, Chris. Get your mind out of the gutter. It's not a pedophile.
There was also a mean-looking Yankee, which is like a gangster-looking guy who was a chef who was in love with the head waitress. And it's like, but he couldn't tell her because she was in love with the manager, who was also a chick. And that was an unproductive relationship, as they call it in that anime.
As in they can't produce?
Or work, I mean. Maybe it was at work. It wasn't productive because it was at work.
And so here's the beauty part about anime. And this is how they get away with all the like pedophilic stuff, because it's tongue-in-cheek. They never confirm like if it's actually sexual attraction or just they really like it. It's like they leave it in a gray area.
I prefer black or white, honestly. Like,
I mean, so do I.
Oh, okay, good.
But I look past all that to become an anime fan, and that's my point about Bano anime. You like Gohan turning white and with the flames and everything.
That's a bit of a Michael anime. Jackson.
That's just animation.
Huh? Really well done animation.
No, I'm not gonna say it's not.
Yeah. See. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Chris, ask me why I like Dragon Ball Z.
Why are you talking about Z?
Well, you see, they punch shit really hard. Like, harder than I could. Harder than you could.
Harder than anybody actually living
there. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Except maybe Chuck Norris.
How many times did I say, well, you know, it's a gray area?
Exactly. No,
I guess it kind of is, because sometimes they do
exactly
kick.
My point. This is exactly my point. But I will say this, and you told me this. What about Master, whatever his name is?
Master Roshi?
Yeah.
He's a pervert.
He's a perv.
Yeah, for adults. When he sees boobies, his nose bleeds.
Just how old was
he needs blood hair. Pressure medicine.
White hair.
Yeah.
Trunks?
No. That's no, the white hair, blue hair maybe?
She has blue hair. Her name's Bulma.
Yeah, just how old was she when
78.
Dude, he has no idea.
She was a child in Dragon Ball. Yeah. I was more of a Z guy anyways. There's more punching and yelling. A lot of yelling, man. They're always like Haku.
That's not all Dragon Ball Z.
There's Dragon Ball, there's Dragon Ball Z, there's Dragon Ball GT, and there's Dragon Ball Super.
I didn't know that.
These are different series. Dragon Ball's more like a Journey to the East or whatever, the Monkey King, that kind of tale, retold. And then Dragon Ball Z's where they start yelling more and punching stuff more. That's my shit. And then GT was horrible. They're in space a lot, and they grow tails. Super's alright, I watched it with
so
my son.
So they didn't start the tail crap until then?
No, the tail's in Dragon Ball.
Okay.
Yeah, Z's when they get rid of the tails. I'm sorry, Chris, I'm so sorry.
I wish this motherfucker wouldn't have died.
Nobody. This guy's wife.
I wish he had more days.
Nobody is going
to
get more than Chris
right now. No worries for any of them. That is the longest intro to a beer review we've ever had. We've been going. That was 18 minutes.
And I already went 20 on the beer review.
In the deep end.
Yeah.
Chris, what'd you buy?
Man.
I wish he didn't die. Not for the reasons you might think. I just really want these two guys to shut the fuck up.
What's this lady's name?
Boudica.
Boudica's Revenge. She got a shell.
And his name is bullshit.
No, I'm just thinking of Rey Mysterio.
Okay. She had revenge, but she was British and not Scottish. That's her thing?
Antonia. That was before. British is what happened after Anglo-Saxons mixed with Bretonians and other Celtic.
So this is before the crown?
Way before the crown. The crown is 1900. This happened in, shit. Which president? Which emperor? I'm going to say around, 300.
Oh.
Year 300. 300 AD.
And we know this happened?
Yeah, no, it happened. Okay. We have testimony. We have the Romans were the one who wrote it down because they were the ones who knew how to write.
That's true. Okay.
Cool. I was waiting for you to be like, okay, just tell. Go back to Gohar.
Some of it we also get from like Bede, and Bede was kind of a he's a little bit of like propagandist, because he was like, he was painting it all as these were heathens, not Christians, and you know, the Romans, even though they weren't Christians quite yet, but they were leading up to it, they were chosen people of God, and blah blah blah. So you get that kind of stuff. History is like reading between the lines,
because it's written by the winners.
The gray area, yeah. Are they minors? Don't ask.
Well, back then, yeah.
Right. Right.
Back then, they all were nanny.
Yeah, my wife was nine.
That wasn't a concept yet.
Yeah, that's fair.
They were the... Well, I was going to use a pedo phrase. Dude, I've been, like, watching... That's the other thing I do, actually. I watch a lot of podcasts of, like...
Dads Against Predators?
No. Oh. Well, no, I do like watching YouTube How to Catch a Predator.
Oh, we had a whole conversation with that about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. It's a little intense when they're yelling, hey, you wanted that 12-year-old to come in your mouth. And they're yelling that in public.
They're from Michigan. It's Dads Against Predators.
They're fucking aggressive.
Oh, well, yeah. But no, like cult leaders and stuff, and it always ends up there. No matter where they start the cult, it always ends up with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they play around, you know, with, oh, I need a bunch of wives, you know, I need all the grown-up women to be my wives. Then it's, you know, the kids also.
Yeah. I was.
Yeah, this is from Muncie, Indiana.
Fucking 1.5 sweet Sue's, 2 on the taste.
Oh, you already there.
Fucking A, man.
It's good?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I don't know if you will. It's somewhere between like beer and like not too bad, not too harsh.
That's like a.
Oh, that's yummy. Mm. Well, there it is on the back end.
I got a bad tooth.
Ooh, that sucks.
I'd give it 2.
Chris, all that lead up, all that foreplay, we're just coming seconds. What the fuck,
man? Take your time with it.
Man, okay.
I think it's quite robust.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we are from Scottish descent, it turns out.
I
mean, if you believe 23andMe.
No.
But, I actually looked into it, it does kind of make sense. I'm not a kilt guy, though, but yeah. I'm a flannel guy. I dig flannel stuff, so I'm going to treat this more like a flannel than a kilt pattern. Dope. I like it.
It's a sticker, though. We usually deduct for stickers.
Oh. It's true.
It is.
Okay, so I'll go 2 on the Sweet Sue's. And, man, that's a weird orange color.
Is it?
Yeah, look.
Oh, yeah, well, no, I knew that. If fucking Kelly poured his all over the table. It's like, oh, this sucks.
Man, for being a Scottish ale, I don't know if I've... When's the last time I had a Scottish ale? And I don't know what the percentage is on it, but I'll go 2 for now.
Hell yeah. I mean, I already said 2.
Yeah.
I went out of turn. Sorry about that. I like the taste. It's not a like an overpowering taste, but it's not like a lager or anything. It's a ale, definitely.
Oh yeah.
But it's not overpowering, which is always great. I don't taste the caramel as much though.
There's caramel?
Supposed to be karma.
Why?
It said so.
Where?
It's the first thing it says in the little thing that you usually read, but you didn't read this time.
It's so small. I couldn't.
Yeah, I have to
Carmelly malt forward beer. Actually, that's, except for the Carmelly malt forward, yeah. With a slight hop addition to complement the sweetness of the caramel malt. It's F there. Seeking revenge on your enemies. Take Boudica along with you. Indiana Brew Cups. And then an address.
No, it's a winner. This beer won in 2018.
Right.
The bronze medal, so it's fucking third place. Second loser. Just like Boudica.
I guess.
Right?
You did lose.
Okay.
Right?
I did good, right?
Yeah, you just passed the quiz, man.
I've seen 300.
Mm-hmm. I just looked up the weirdest fucking sex toys. It's a bourbon beer, just warning you.
Why? Okay. Why do beers like this at the end always taste like soy sauce?
I get the caramel now.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I don't get the soy sauce.
Actually, I kind of do too, though. It's weird.
I never get a lot of that sauce.
I think every beer like this tastes like soy sauce. Stout, porters.
I think it's something to do with the bourbon process.
Could be.
Then I don't eat soy sauce, so it might not taste anything like soy sauce.
Aftertaste. I just got like a soy sauce aftertaste.
That's weird.
I don't get it.
It's kind of like a mouthfeel, too. It's weird.
Yeah.
Now, I knew it would come up eventually. Like, one of the things on the list would be a fucking a dildo shaped like an animal penis. I didn't think it'd be the first thing. I'm like, I've just had my phone screen lit up waiting for Kelly to stop Kellying all over the place.
Uh-huh.
I've just been staring at this plastic wolf dick for hours now.
Okay. What's the difference between a wolf dick and a dog dick?
Surprisingly little.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's a picture of it.
Ew.
You can buy a wolf penis to have sex with.
But see, that's good marketing. I mean, you got some crazy-ass people out there that, you know, they're like, I want to have sex with a wolf, and that's easier.
And those people shouldn't be allowed to have sex. No, I mean, period.
Even that?
Yeah.
Even that? This is inappropriate. Piece of plastic?
No, because someone could rub that on some jizz and accidentally knock them up. At all costs, they should not be allowed to reproduce.
This is weird to have, like, fake bestiality as a hobby.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it's for... Is it for
but have you seen the... I mean, you're going to see them, I imagine. You've seen all these crazy, like, dildos that
Yeah, I don't do a lot of dildo shopping. I came with my own.
It's penis.
Just a lot of weird stuff.
Are you curious enough to Google something?
Me? Personally? Yeah. Nah, Kelly's got it.
Number two is the queening box.
It's spelled wrong. It's spelled wrong. I didn't even... It is.
What?
That says Baldica. What? Rebecca, I sent her a picture of it because she's high into Scottish and English history, too. So she's more like post Anglo-Saxon invasion. I'm more pre.
Never forget. Yeah.
you can go with the freedom. You can take my freedom. Take a lot of things, but you can't take my freedom.
Oh, they took his life though.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Okay. No more days, man.
Zipping around the stars? I just... Number two is the queening box. I don't know what the fuck that is.
What's a queening box?
I don't know. That's why I need somebody to Google it.
That looks like you're going to get shit on or something.
No. It's like to help someone ride.
No, because it's solid.
What do you mean? Ride what?
It'd be a dick, man. A wolf penis.
I feel like I'm basically a Sunday school teacher compared to y'all when it comes to this shit.
I've had this, like, described to me.
By who and why?
By Twitch people.
Oh, okay.
Because it came up.
Okay.
A queening box just comes up in conversation?
Dude, DVD is a very thirsty ass game.
For the listeners at home, that's Dead by Daylight. Kelly, what's your Twitch?
And thirsty, you mean
this
horny.
Guy, 2023.
This guy, 2023?
This guy, underscore? Yeah, underscore 2023.
Did you make it cool? Is it spelled a D or is it TH? This guy, okay.
It's not this guy?
It's not this guy?
Ah!
No, it's this guy, because every now and then I get that guy.
This guy!
Not that guy.
Ah, gabagool.
We have the Dominic's Deluxe Penis Plug.
Wait, no, hold up. I wonder what this queening thing is.
So, in the way I've heard it described, it's like to help a woman ride a guy.
I've seen these things, but I don't think it'd be on the weird list if that's what it was for, Kelly.
Like, I mean, I would agree. I wouldn't argue with that.
Let's Google it myself. Let's see.
Wait, are you saying it's like a squatty potty for sex?
Yeah.
And but actually, from what I've seen, the picture showed me, I don't see how that would work. Like I've heard it described.
Let's see. Queening box meaning, I guess we can go with. During the later stages of pregnancy, the expected...
Can you say that? Can you suggest a pregnancy and not have that weird pause in it, please?
Well,
pregnancy.
I didn't want babies to be involved.
Okay, so yeah, this is not why would he call it sex toy?
During the later stages of pregnancy, the expectant mother usually begins to look for a safe place for delivery. Prior to that, the queening or birthing box should be selected and placed in a quiet place, such as a closet or dark corner.
Shouldn't we call it?
So this is for childbirth?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we call it a crowning box then?
So what, her stomach goes in that hole?
No, that's where the baby pops out of.
Yeah.
Wow.
On poop too, because they poop.
It's true.
They do be pooping. Anyways, the Dominic's Deluxe Penis Plug.
Wait, like a butt plug?
But for your penis.
Oh, nope.
Yeah, so
Kelly,
this is the sex toy.
No.
It's lighter, so someone can actually...
That's a queening chair. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Any interest in plugging up the old penis there, Kelly?
I guess. I don't know.
Huh? Any interest in plugging up the old penis?
Ooh, why?
I don't know. honestly, what that's for. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, really investigating.
Yeah, no, I
know. Yeah, no. Oh, the tentacle dildo. Yeah. Now we're talking, Kelly.
Kind of shit that I'm talking about. Like, you're using that. Are you not wanting to have sex with men anymore? If that's going to move stuff around, things are going to be where they belong. And even if they were, we don't have suction cups, sorry.
It's true.
Don't really need them. I have feet.
I feel like most people that own those probably, you know.
Do your feet.
Stand. You can stand in place. You don't need the suction cup. Or leg.
No, he's talking about the suction cups on the tentacle.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I don't.
I mean, and if you're...
Well, if you fuck enough, all right, then you get scabs and you pick the scabs and you get the little crater.
That's true.
You get in there. You just got to be diseased enough. Yeah.
I might vomit.
Yeah, you should. That was gross.
Yeah, that was really gross. You get the pretty and pink puppy cage. That's pretty self-explanatory. It is $2,200.
For, let me see.
It's a cage. I don't know how that's really a sex toy either. You know the little bouncy balls the kids sit on?
Oh, no.
Like an exercise ball?
Yeah, but it has handles and a penis.
See, I hate the human race. Isn't it in the world? I hate the depravity that's in the world, Kelly. I hate it. I hate it all.
That's the single magic ball, dude.
Like, he hates Madonna and celebrities and people that sing for no fucking reason. I hate people that have shit like this.
Think about this. That's a person who is so dedicated to their job. Can't.
What's their job?
Huh?
What's their job?
They save children from rapists.
Who?
Martha White. Okay, it's a hypothetical person.
Martha White.
Hypothetical person. He just gave a name.
Okay.
It's a highly hypothetical person. Anyway.
Hypothetical.
This person is so... And actually, we hear about this. That women nowadays, there's so many of them that are worried that they're so enthralled into their work that they don't have time for relationships. And,
so you're saying,
and they don't have a lot of time to take care of their health.
Instead of a desk chair, they're using that at work.
Well, they use bouncy balls, you know, at work anyway to help them move their pelvic floor around. And so,
is that what those chairs are for?
Two birds with one stone. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
The second
guess what? If
orgasm.
I jerk off at work, I deserve to be fired. Whatever bitch is sitting on that, job gone. There's no excuse. Don't come at work. Unless you're a porn star. Guess what? I don't expect you to actually come then unless you're a dude.
In your
female orgasm is a myth.
In your home office, that's fine.
No, not on company time.
Not on company time.
What about your company?
That's even worse.
How? What if you're
lead by example.
Subcontractor? What if you're a contractor, I mean? What if you write code for a living? You don't have to go anywhere. You just email your work in. You're telling me at your home office you can't have a freaking dildo?
That's your desk chair.
I guess.
Man. I thought this was America, Chris.
I guess.
And that's why you can get doll hands.
I just expect people to be nice, normal people.
Give me your camel hat. You don't deserve it anymore.
Am I wearing a camel hat?
Yeah.
Camel, yeah. Oh, that's multicam.
Yeah, you're wearing your blaze. Sure, yeah.
No, it's multicam. That's me.
You can also get doll hand nipple clamps, which are fucking terrifying, and I don't like those at all.
That is for sexual torture. That is nothing else.
What about a whole ass silicone hand?
Whoa.
That's wrong.
So that's how you do that?
Yeah.
I learned something
today. That's starting to, that's like working into a fist, right? That's like for the whole hand to go in.
Yeah, that's like.
If only we had somebody here. That's. Okay, so we know like what a fleshlight is, right?
Yeah.
Or a pocket pussy itty. Yeah. But what if you have a foot fetish?
No. No, I've seen it where you fuck the stump.
No.
Like the ankle hole?
No, man.
The leg bone goes?
Not even
what
close.
What do you mean?
It's a foot with a pussy in it.
Oh, that's gross.
That person we could go ahead and kill.
And it's just so gross. Do you see why I don't like this guy?
For his own good.
Yes.
It's for our good, but...
Like that shouldn't exist.
It shouldn't.
I don't even know the squill to oral sex simulator.
The squill.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, that's just humans using machinery. That's art. That's how we beat the
apes.
Okay.
That's art.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
That's how we beat the apes. Apes.
Did
I say apes? The apes.
We did.
The apes. Yeah.
We got eight.
I found the
whole... An eighth.
Eight.
Oh, eight. Yeah, like yum. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. It's a licking device.
It's a mechanical cunnilingus device.
The name of this next one's fucking awesome. The Orgasmatron 3000. And what it is, it's a saddle that you put on top of your dryer.
It's like all those Serbian.
No, yeah, it's been for on top of your dryer.
Oh,
so it vibrates, you can have an orgasm.
You're just going to destroy your dryer.
They're really
unnaturally hot. That's just going to stink. You know what that's going to smell like? That's going to be fucking gross.
That's a bad idea.
I know. They've really made it so you can come while doing any activity, and it makes me uncomfortable. Another damn penis cage. I don't really need to show you that. Electro power box stimulator, and that's just to shock your nipples.
Yeah. I don't get that at all.
I don't know. The Crave Razor Silver Sensation Tool, and it looks like part of a like pocket knife set. I don't know. That was the Swiss Army.
Like a battle bot.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
The what? Read it again.
The Crave Razor Silver Sensation Tool. It's a fucking mouthful. I don't know.
Whatever the hell.
No. Oh. No, I don't know what you use it on, and I don't really want
to
know.
You just run it places.
Let's see. What looks like a fancy vegetable cutter is actually a sex toy. When rolled over skin, it gives pleasure, apparently. Yeah.
Like inner thigh, under the titty type situation. Come on, Kelly, I thought you were the pervert.
No, I'm not. I'm open-minded.
And defend the bouncy ball.
Stop.
We got... The Squeal is also, they have a portable version, so you can masturbate in public, I guess.
I would let that motherfucker lick my ass.
You
like,
wouldn't? I mean, I wouldn't either.
That's clearly intended for women, right?
I mean,
I think,
as a woman, it cannot be that hard to get some tongue on your fucking puss. Like, can we be real for a second?
Again,
like, it's not.
You're
oh my god, at work. Yeah, okay.
Dedicated to work. You have no
fucking delivered Amazon packages.
You don't want to just
get my fucking box
dude. 8. You've been told all your life, especially when you went to college, that a random dude might murder you anyway.
That's
so you gotta,
true.
You don't want dudes at all because you're so scared that a random dude's gonna murder you.
Okay. Because rapists eat box.
Because what?
Because rapists eat box.
Well,
rapists
actually,
don't go down on chicks, I don't think.
I don't think so.
There was a serial killer that was like obsessed with it.
Okay.
And actually eating.
Yeah, see, that's different. No one's ever actually ate a pussy. You just lick it.
Oh, like, no, people. I mean, fucking Ed Gein wore one. So.
Which means he didn't need it.
We don't know what he did with it afterwards. Yeah.
Reshaped it.
You get the blow-up alien sex doll. It has a fuckable mouth.
That's just not...
It's purple.
It looks
too
Juggalo.
Man.
I mean,
that's very Juggalo.
Oh, that is.
That had a straight Juggalo face.
That's like the second card of the third deck.
Yeah.
I agree. Fuck face. The Grim Reaper dildo, which is just... it's a Grim Reaper that you fuck yourself with. It's
Oh, it's kind of cute.
Yeah, a little bit. How? They just put
it
up there.
I feel like if it wasn't a dick, I'd like it. Like, imagine if that was a foregrip for my rifle. It'd be kind of cool.
I think.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Like,
I think people are siding with Chris because the single magic ball also made this list.
Yeah.
What list?
It's just another list of 10 fucked up sex toys.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it.
Oh, well, we had the human hand.
I understand.
Now you got the double fister.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know. Two,
wow.
It's nunchucks.
This is the thing, and this is the thing that I keep saying with these women using all these crazy toys. No guy is going to be satisfying after you start using these things. I mean, just not going to happen.
Well, I think the stuff. I mean, I don't think they get blown out, but yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't. They shit out kids, and the shit goes back.
Okay.
Like, that's not an 8-pound baby.
Like, if they have a scheduled, you know, time to use these things weekly type of thing, that's going to keep it blown out.
I guess.
You don't give birth weekly, but if you're using one of those things.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. There's another chair you can fuck. It's the Fetish Fantasy rocking chair.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, man. But
how do you fuck it? Or does it fuck you? So you're saying this thing, like, is it for women or is it for boys?
I think
it's for women.
By boys, I mean men. You know how natural I didn't say girls, I made sure to say women.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, hey, I was a boy once, I'd fuck that chair.
We all would. Oh man, everybody has a list for the shit. There's the people are unhappy about the foot with the pussy in it.
Yeah, it's bloodletting.
But like, there's more than one. Like, there's another foot you can fuck. They censored out the vagina on that one, but
yeah. Like, foot fetishes are fucking weird anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Did anybody watch The Shape of Water?
No.
There's a fish guy in it, and there's a sex scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can buy his dick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. You can buy a dildo of his penis.
Looks like you can put flowers in it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It looks like you can survive that.
We've arrived at the My Little Pony butt plug.
Nope.
No, that's just wrong.
But it has a tail.
Of course it has a tail.
I mean, I do like the butt plugs with tails. Not for real.
What? Are you like for real?
Tails.
No, oh, Kelly.
I like my humans like human, you know?
It's not bad.
What's not bad?
To like butt plugs with tails.
I'm not. Nah, there are worse things.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, like.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. That's fine. Like, this is why I don't go
it's
to that. You're part of the internet.
In you know, what? That's the thing, though. It's not weird that it goes in you.
It's a butt plug. That's weird.
You don't like butt plugs?
No, exit only.
Oh, that's right. No butt things. I've got,
I have seen the underglow ones, like Fast and Furious style. I almost respect that. Almost.
I don't like assholes if they're glowing.
Well, see, if you know what the purpose of a butt plug is, though, right?
No.
Loosening
I mean, I probably
there.
Do, but, like, I don't
it's training.
Really care. Yeah, it's, yeah. I know training's a thing.
Plus, I think
also,
it makes...
Also, it's good. During regular sex, having a butt plug in, it's good for
the
woman person.
The woman person.
Okay.
It makes the upfront tighter, I believe.
I had never heard that, but...
I think. I don't...
I thought it was just, you know, another...
Mine always falls out when I'm going at it.
Well, and do you have a tail on it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
you
I'm a hypocrite.
Tail,
yeah.
You know, catch it, you like, yeah, got it. Hit the ground.
Look what I call
dogs walk on that ground. Are you gonna stick that in your ass?
You got a lightsaber dildo. That's pretty harmless, I guess.
Yeah.
After all
fat,
this,
but yeah.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, there you go. That's you. Wait, is it the monster? Or is it the it's like a small white dick?
The world of electro fetish toys. To say the most, yeah. You'll have to get a playful zap. From the Stinger Wand by Doc Johnson. There's not a picture of
Doc Johnson, that's the name.
Oh, yeah, no, there is. The Stinger Electro Play Wand is
if
its actual
is
name.
Any kind of pain or whatever, something went wrong with you. I mean, it's okay, you can do what you want, but if you like any kind of pain during sex, something went wrong with you.
The Hoodlum Taper Double Penetration Realistic Double-Ended Dildo 22-inch looks like a giant dick thumb wrestling a smaller dick. And that's
it
where
does,
we're at.
Why
now.
Is one so, that's weird.
It's
that's
tapered.
Gross.
It's tapered.
That's tapered like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's taped all the way down.
You got the tentacle dildo. This
Can
one.
Can you imagine like two lesbians going at it with that and they're like, okay, let's flip for the bigger end or the smaller end? I don't know which one.
I personally would take the smaller end.
I mean, if you were a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. That tentacle dildo could actually just pass as a decoration though.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What's the red stuff? Is that like dice?
Those are strawberries.
Oh, gross.
Yeah,
what? I don't like fruit.
You are the least sexually adventurous person I've ever known.
You wouldn't even need a strawberry.
That, but.
Well, I mean.
Wait, you think strawberry goes straight to sex?
Yes, it's scientifically proven.
It is an aphrodisiac,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You never pulled out.
I've had a strawberry frosting from Wendy's. I've never gotten hard.
You never pulled out the Cool Whip. And
yes, I have. It's fucking gross. I fucking.
And then you forget about the strawberry.
The food shit is gross. It's sticky. It's wasteful. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I don't do the food thing in the bedroom.
I mean,
it's gross as shit.
That's how you get
an answer. Yeah, I have too. Me too.
Okay, well then, don't be over here.
No, I personally don't eat fruit. I haven't eaten fruit in probably 12 years, Kelly. Like, I don't like fruit. I don't like the texture of it.
Well, that's probably why you turn yellow.
Could be.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. You got these fake tongues. The Sacred Squirter dildo.
Those are cool.
Holy fuck. Alright, so... We knew animal penises would come up. And wolf is weird, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah, the wolf is bad, but like, what... Animal penis would you least like to be fucked by? Let's shoot from the hip. Draft's bad. Mm-hmm. It's an elephant dick.
Maybe it's got an elbow.
It doesn't have an elbow.
Hold on. Kelly, hold on.
It's a realistic oversized elephant penis.
Oversized elephant penis. Why does that have an elbow? Or like it bends?
Yeah,
like it can clear a corner?
Yeah, elephant vagina has a 90-degree turn.
Of course it does.
Yeah. It's, seriously.
Yeah, no, I believe it. Why would I not believe you?
I have no reason not to. I'm not the authority on elephant dicks.
I guess, because we don't need the 90. We just need everything pre-90.
Exactly. We're just all about position.
What?
A human female doesn't need post-90.
Yeah. Everything about this, though, a human female is, like, designed to...
Annoy the shit out of you?
No.
Wow.
Doggy style is where it's at with a human female. We do missionary, but that's a lot of work for a guy.
Oh, yeah.
He has to be in a weird-ass position, and you're just, like, trying to give it your all. I mean, fat guys are not so bad, because we got, a lot of... We just start the motion in the ocean and let it carry away, right?
I just smack my ass. There,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, there you go. But, like, a skinny guy, I mean, that's probably why we, like... That's probably why we got problems with our legs and end up getting aneurysms and dying.
Who, the skinny guys or us?
Any of us. That's a bad
one. Because of missionary?
That's a horrible position.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of missionary either. I feel you.
It don't bother me.
Have you ever done it on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Pretty sure, like 90% of the reason why I won't be able to walk by the time I'm 60 was two times, that I had sex on the floor.
The carpet or hardwood?
In missionary.
Carpet or hardwood?
Carpet both times. But one was
see, the hardwood's fun time. Because then you gotta chase them.
Oh, I smacked my ass too hard. She's gone.
A suction cup effect will go into place and they'll just stick there.
Well, like once they take the shirt off, but like pre-shirt, you gotta chase them.
Yeah, never. Shirt's off before you get on the ground, man. You're not gonna adjust that.
Carpet both times.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm adventurous. You heard Kelly.
Yeah.
Doggy's fine, but like.
I thought it was peak. Is what you're saying.
When you're doing doggy on the floor.
Oh, on the floor. Okay. Like, usually it's the woman that dresses up in lingerie, though, but sometimes the guy needs to spice it up a little bit, and that's why you can get a thong that when you get an erection,
you
it turns into a minion. That's a minion thong, buddy.
That's hilarious.
It's pretty funny. It has a slit there for your balls to hang out, too.
That's great.
It's pretty nice.
I feel like that would kind of ride on them. Like...
So you're cool with butt plugs with tails, but you don't see guy, like, dress up guy lingerie? Like, that seems weird.
No, I laughed at it.
I know. Hold up.
Yeah, okay.
Either or nah.
Alfredo or nah was a great scene. That was off mic, but we paused for a second, and Chris was very concerned about dinner. And for some reason,
really ate today.
The term Alfredo or nah is very funny.
I guess.
So much emotion. Is it Alfredo or nah?
Stop playing with my emotions, yeah. But back on topic, there is the penis extender sleeve. If your dong's too short, you can put a fake one on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's sad. That's what that 1-inch guy from earlier needs.
Yeah.
How much is 21 centimeters?
I don't.
21 centimeters, probably like 9 inches.
21 cm in inches. 8 inches.
Do I get any props for being fairly close to that? I
mean, sure, man. Yeah, right. You know your dicks.
I do.
Yeah.
If you're going to extend your penis, why like?
Well, you're not gonna feel anything.
That's too much, right? Oh.
That's like unbelievably large, right?
I feel like you don't want to double it.
Well, it just goes from the ball, so it's just going to give you an 8-inch penis.
Oh, I guess. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe, okay. I guess.
All right.
You know you loved the bouncy ball?
But you know what?
I never loved the bouncy ball.
Before, though. It's like, it's not really about size of it and everything. Size matter, blah, 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 blah. It's positions. If you have, the smaller your penis, the less you're, the less... That's open to you. You might even not even be able to use a queening chair.
Maybe. That's true. You can't reach.
Because the padding adds like a couple inches and you're done.
You're done.
Done.
The bouncy ball with the penis on it, like, that could be disguised as a regular thing. This
No, it can't! Because it has a fucking horn! Stop with the bouncy ball!
The purple inflatable seat with vibrating dong is less discriminate, I feel it. But it does have a remote control.
Shut the fuck up.
Now, I can see...
That is gross.
I can see someone sitting on that and playing games. It looks comfortable, all I'm
like
saying.
Games?
If you like something shoved up in you.
Or,
yeah, video games, man.
Okay.
Yeah. he's letting games. You know... He's letting you know what he does on his Twitch, man.
Yeah, that's how I do. That's how I get my...
Hard boil your dick? What does that mean?
No.
Eggs are a good source of protein, and we guess they're also efficient for catching your own protein.
No! No! No!
This looks like...
Oh, wait. This may not be that big a deal.
This looks like a run-of-the-mill carton of eggs, but let us be the first to tell you it isn't. Each Tenga egg has a hole that's ready for you. Oh, yeah. It's just a fleshlight that looks like eggs.
Yeah, it's just a small fleshlight, travel size type thing.
Yeah.
It just works on the tip.
Right. Why the fuck you need a travel size fleshlight? Do your hands not go with you?
Probably go, man.
That's true, but...
fuck, I left my hands
really
at home.
Small hands and really big penis.
I'm just
trying to find, you know, reason in all this, man.
Okay.
Those are called the Easy Beat Egg Portable Male Masturbators.
And what if you actually set those out for, like, Easter or some shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is this shit all purple and kid colors and shit?
Okay, I'll go with you there.
That's a little weird, yeah. Oh, you can get beer cans that are fleshlights now.
I mean, what color should a sex toy be?
Man, I don't know.
What color should a sex toy be?
Yeah.
Pink.
Invisible. It's like God intended.
Invisible sex toys.
Invisible? No, we don't need invisible sex toys. Not with these fucking perverts. You thought the bouncy ball was bad? If you just come from doing nothing, nobody will ever get anything done.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, God, no. We don't need invisible sex toys. Yeah, yeah, I heard a story of a guy that came, like, what was that? Holy shit, he came, like, 100 times a day, and, like, it was every day, and his dad died.
Yeah.
So he's just sitting there crying at his dad's funeral, covering his pants constantly. What a fucking life. How has he?
Why would you?
Why would you?
Why would you?
It's like, opt out.
Yeah. Why would you live that life?
That's what I'm saying. How has he not, you know... Made one of those chainsaw guillotines we talked about last week.
Yeah.
I'm not saying do it.
Don't do it.
I mean, obviously, Hakuna Matata and all that. But you got some fucking worrying to do, dude.
I mean, it's up to you on how many days.
I mean, you're stuffing your, like, towels down your pants.
You're wearing a diaper.
Really, yeah.
Can you get hard? Can you get hard in a diaper? Or are they too constricting?
Is he getting hard?
That's...
Because, like, which serial killer was it that never got hard, but
Oh, he's a Russian, wasn't he?
Ukraine, yeah.
Chikatilo.
Chikatilo, yeah.
That's true. He preferred the flaccid orgasms.
Well, then again, all we know...
He preferred them or didn't have an option.
He couldn't get a boner.
Yeah, he
couldn't. And he couldn't even really ejaculate unless he was over one of his victims.
Yeah, that's kind of why they do
but
it.
But he did have children. But then again, a lot of people have children. Don't share their DNA.
Do you think the bouncy ball would have saved all those people? If you just had one ball to bounce on that had a dick on it? Maybe. Back
would
in the day.
Would save all those, like what, they would hit him with it
he'd
or something?
No, he'd be... Hey, Chikatilo, catch! And he catches it.
I'm hot!
It goes in his mouth, and he's like, oh, wait, I just like dudes.
I mean, Chikatilo's victims could have been saved with, like, you know, meat rations, though, because he literally killed people for meat by the end there, and the people that he would get to go into the woods with him were starving people.
Oh.
He worked off the train tracks, right? If I remember right. Didn't he, like, follow certain train tracks and shit?
Yeah, I don't know if there were train tracks, but yeah. The idea of sound.
I can't remember. It's been a long time.
There was the when he was actually, like, in boarding schools, teachers at boarding schools.
Oh, that's fun.
Huh.
By fun, I mean fucking gross.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, AMF, I'm Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
Kill it.
Well, hold your beer.
If you can't get a boner, don't kill people.
Research your fucking history before you try to use a historical issue. Before you start using a historical person's name on your can. Who's the publishing company?
The brewery?
The Guardian.
Publishing company? It's not a fucking book, Kelly.
The Guardian. Guard nothing, sir. Nothing.
It's from Muncie, Indiana. It's probably a Ball State student you're yelling at.
Could be.
Oh.
They suck.
The party school, I'm pretty sure.
Hell yeah, man. Everybody loves those. Ah, man. There's something special about a, like, mid-30s hangover. I just feel like my brain's floating right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you all drink?
There's some cheap-ass vodka. Ew. Guinness.
Like, by itself, or did you mix it?
No, I mixed it. I tried Jack Daniel's Apple, though. It's actually really good.
See, if you're going to have a hangover as a mid-30s man,
mm-hmm.
it should be, like when you're... 15 and you're having hangovers is whatever you sneak out of your parents' house. You know, when you're in your early 20s, it's beer, Bud Light mostly.
Mm-hmm.
By your late 30s, you should be figuring out what you like to drink.
I didn't buy it.
And then by your mid-30s, you should be able to afford it.
I didn't buy it.
Well, then my criticism's not to you if you ever bought it.
Ugh. Can you afford it?
That's why I don't have hangovers.
I found out what I like to drink, too. It's nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Man, hey, there were some high noons in there, though, that Mike got left. And I won't drink them. Yeah, I think they're cherry.
Well, that's another thing. I'm not a beer guy anymore. I'm a seltzer guy.
I'm a bourbon guy. So. No, I definitely can't.
Chris, the term seltzer bitch.
Yeah.
Not man.
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
I'm a seltzer boy.
Really? Yeah. No, some of them are pretty good.
They're all
good. Yeah, not the not Sunny D one. Them. That one sucked.
See, the first time, one of the few times, and the first time that I ever threw up from being drunk was on Sunny D and vodka.
Ooh.
Oh,
I remember, like, the day I turned 21, we got hammered off fucking vodka and Hawaiian punch, and it was a fucking nightmare.
That sounds awful.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if it was real awful vodka.
Vodka's pretty gross in general.
Yeah, I mean...
I think I only had one vodka,
like,
actually.
Designer vodkas.
Yeah, like Crystal.
It's like a vodka drink.
No. Regular says vodka.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But it's, like, flavored and all that in it?
No.
Like, it's a rock.
Is that what I'm thinking?
It's flavored. I mean, in dark... I mean, Burnett's. Makes a bunch of different flavored vodkas.
Yeah.
My point is, yeah.
UV.
Designer vodka is even horrible.
That Crystal Head was good. That's about it.
If I'm going to take a shot of something, I'd rather be vodka.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Kawhi?
Because it's the least offensive. It doesn't have a bunch of sugar and bullshit in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's more like a health type of way.
Well, Jaeger, it's fucking gross now.
Jaeger's always been gross.
Fireball is gross now.
Yeah, Fireball's always been gross.
Fireball is good if you mix it with
it. Apple Crown, I can still fuck with.
That's pretty good.
I think it's because I fell in love with it at an older age when I wasn't quite as retarded.
That's just a very good drink.
Yeah, especially when you mix it with Sprite.
I like Gentleman's Jack. It holds up.
I could never fuck with Jack Daniels.
Urban Traveler's Point.
Regular Jack I can't do.
Shit, no, but bad. Chicago, I got hooked on fucking vodka because that's what all the upper echelon drank. Like, we had a filing cabinet full of Tito's. You could literally just go grab them, put them in your pocket, and go.
I still don't think vodka is the drink, you know? It's the drink of Russian peasants, you know? At least we drink the drink of American peasants.
Which is...
Bourbon.
Oh. So I was thinking it was more like the beer we stole from the Germans.
Well, I thought it was Old Crow. I don't know, man.
We made it cold. So
it's cold. We definitely did make it cold. Yeah. I also would have to say, and this might be a bold statement, warm beer is Germany's biggest crime.
You know?
It's harder to argue than you'd think.
Had they had something more, you know, interesting to drink than a warm beer, we may have not had such an eventful first 40 years of the 20th century.
Let's go one further. If they had cold beer and a ball with a dick attached to it that they could bounce on, they'd be too busy having fun getting drunk and fucking balls.
Or we'd all I'll be speaking German.
They will be sending out happiness missionaries to the world.
Yeah.
What if that ball would have gave Hitler his Kuna Matata, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what?
Superpowers. He probably is the Aryan, you know.
I wasn't that good of an Aryan.
God.
You think he'd fuck himself so hard he'd become blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
With, like, red glowing eyes and floating and, like, yeah.
Oh, like on one anime.
Like, he goes Super Saiyan.
It's right. Never been proven, but...
Did you have to make that joke this episode? Alright.
Why, what happened?
You don't, Super Saiyan Hitler, we toasted Akira Toriyama. Come on, man. It's fucked up.
That's a good wraparound, yeah.
I'm sticking with two thumbs on the beer, though.
Two thumbs.
Still, low on the sweet sues. It's just, it's plaid. Nothing special.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so hard on Kilt. I love fucking Roddy Piper. Like, now thinking about it, I give it four sweet sues in Roddy's memory.
He was Canadian, though.
Yeah, but you know.
I know.
Well, there's lots of Scottish people in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if you can pull it off, kilts are where it's at. I mean,
why?
Manly, but if you don't, you're wearing a skirt.
Why are they where it's at?
Well, I mean,
what can,
like,
I gain wearing...
more manly than I can look like I can kick your ass in a skirt?
He's right.
What is more manly than that?
I guess, as long as I have shorts and shit. Also, I ain't trying to see balls and dick.
Oh, no,
or butthole. We don't have a feel about that.
Agreed. You don't have to wear like a true
scarf. I ain't trying to see no fucking dingleberries.
You think Kelly's just sitting on a ball playing video games on Twitch?
No, Kelly, I don't. I can't, okay? I can't do the cat ears and the tails and shit. How many lovely females do you watch online that have fucking cat ears?
I'm not into it. I mean,
then why the tails?
Some of them may have, but...
Besides the fact you know it's in their butt, or they act like it's in their butt.
I'm into butt stuff, and plugs are cool, and tails are just another different cool plug.
Yeah, I guess
I mean, that's it. It's not like I'm like, oh my god, she looks like a cat.
Hey, don't talk like that in front of my cat.
He's a cute kitty.
Yeah, he's Cassidy. He's homeless.
I'm not going to drink, like, half of this, but it's cool.
I just finished mine.
One and three quarters. I'm going down a little bit. I mean, it's good, clean beer.
I finished a Reese's you started earlier.
Yeah, let me wipe this off.